Hello and welcome to Test Pilot, the podcast where you may as well watch the whole show instead. I'm your host, Mark, and as always, I'm joined by my co-hosts, Cassie and Kale.
Hello.
Hello.
We've been really, like, youthing it up, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I found out that when I was looked online and I typed in, like, kids, what are kids like?
Mm-hmm.
And it came up, like, Test Pilot. The kids love Test Pilot.
Right.
They're just really into it at the moment.
Yes.
And so it's like this thing, I'm trying to bridge this gap and I'm trying to like get into their interests because they're into my interests so much. Like,
right.
Apparently and like
you're trying to acquire a child.
I would like at least 1 to 5.
This is what I was worried about.
Well, okay.
I knew that this box was opened again.
Okay.
He's acquiring children again, Cassie.
I know. Look. This episode certainly didn't help, but we'll go into that later.
It's a triggering
Holy
event.
Shit, guys. Yeah. Guys.
We triggered the shit out of it.
Guys.
Sorry,
guys.
Mark.
I got to tell you about this thing I found out about recently.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does it involve children?
Okay.
I mean, you'd be surprised how well Mark can make anything about children. Yeah.
The thing is, you know I like certain things, right? You know the things I like. And one of my biggest interests of the last 6 months, I just like have been talking about it quite a bit. Anytime I get the chance, I like to mention this thing I like a lot.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm so excited about this episode today, because we have a very, very special episode.
It's certainly very special.
I gasped.
We'll get into it pretty deep as the episode goes along, but I will say that we have a guest today, and the guest is a
so special,
a 5-time champ, perhaps a 6-time champ.
I think at least 6.
Maybe even cracking open a baker's dozen, half of a bake. It's a baker's. Is half a baker's dozen 7?
I don't know what a baker's dozen
6
is.
And a half.
6 and a half.
I don't know.
Well, a baker's dozen is 13.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know.
Well, I think it's because they bring it up if you can't explain it.
Because they bloody make one for themselves, the cheeky. Oh,
I think
so they can have a little nibble themselves.
Honestly, if you see like a veteran baker, he's always got huge.
He's always got an extra.
He's huge.
His pockets are packed.
He's huge. I know this baker.
What's in your bloody pockets? It's my baker's dozen. It's his baker's dozen.
They're too big, bakers. They're always eating one extra.
A real baker.
Oh, like a real baker.
We're talking about real bakers.
Yeah, like a real.
Real bakers? Real,
yeah, we're talking about real.
Real bakers.
We're talking about real bakers here.
Yeah.
Well, we have a very special guest on today, perhaps 7-time guest. I never checked
Maybe
beforehand.
We should ask the guest.
Guest. Oh, guest. How many times have you been on this podcast
I have
now?
No idea, but I'm so happy to be back.
Give me an M.
M.
Give me an E.
E.
Give me an L.
L.
Mel.
Mel's
back.
She's so happy back. To be here. Oh, we're so happy from to have you.
From the depths of the cove, she has emerged.
Yeah. The cove?
Lane Cove.
Lane Cove.
Oh, LC?
Yeah,
Lana Cove, baby.
Lana Cove.
I like that very much.
Holy shit. Holy
now
shit.
Now I want to move there.
So how many times you been on? Go on.
I don't know.
Let's list the credits. Matlock.
Columbo.
Jimbob.
Did you ever do Matlock?
I didn't do Matlock.
First episode, Columbo.
Chuck.
Xena.
That old lady.
Murder, She Wrote. The one with the pineapples. Monk.
The one with Shatner in the
TJ,
police force.
TJ Hooker.
You're the best.
And I also think.
6.
You did like one. That was like a teen drama, didn't you? Didn't you come fuck with a teen drama?
No, True Blood.
You did True Blood?
True Blood. Yeah, I did that without you.
7-time, 8-time
guest.
Oh,
that's the long, long ago.
Yeah.
That's the before time.
The dark time.
Yeah.
8 times.
8 times.
Wait, 8? I thought that was 7.
Today's 8.
Oh,
today's 8. Right, this is the 8th appearance.
This is beautiful.
Now, you've
opened up a box.
This episode. Because
I want you to think about what you did in the safety of children.
So you've come to us today. You've come to us with a treat for me. Because
an offering, if you will.
He was.
You have.
She's come to make a deal.
Yeah. You put it down like a little baby offering. at my altar. And when we got told what episode we were doing today, it didn't click.
It didn't click for me either.
Did not click.
Had you seen the show? Yeah, had you seen it?
I'm dead serious when I say I gasped, like I fully.
That's the thing. Mel has shown me clips of this show before because she's watched, I think, 2 seasons or something of it. Yeah. There's 7, so she's not watched the whole thing, but she showed me her favorite character, which was.
I know.
But
they are your favorite character.
Yes.
I would like to know why when we get there. Don't need but to know why they're Mark's favorite. Yeah.
So when I saw, I actually said out loud, "Oh no!"
when it came,
I was like,
on
we
the
finally
screen.
Got away from this.
Did we? It always felt
no.
So
we kind of did though. We kind of did.
Yeah.
It was like there was the gap off where we weren't recording, so that was enough time for him to forget.
I guess the issue is it was mentioned in the last No Matter What, which was recorded a long
was
time
it?
Ago.
Was
yeah.
It was did I bring it up too? Oh my god!
No, you didn't.
I'm
you
infected.
Would never.
Yeah.
He's basically like, hey, there's this thing I'm really into. I'm not even kidding. This is how it went. And you just started talking about it again.
Yeah. I really like this thing.
There was nothing that led to it.
I think people at home must be starting to figure it out.
I was
but
pretty
we're not saying.
Undecided on the episode. And then this clicked in my brain. And I was like,
I love it.
One.
I was so excited.
I didn't think that there was any way this could ever actually be relevant, this topic.
Can
we play Fast Facts so I can ask Mel a couple more questions about the show?
All right, let's jump straight into Fast Facts. The show we're doing today is Once Upon a Time. It aired from 2011 to 2018, had 7 seasons with 156 episodes. Overall on IMDb, the show has a 7.7, and the pilot episode Pilot has an 8.1.
God, you gotta love that branding.
Gotta love that branding.
Gotta love that branding.
It's like, hello, test pilot, come find me.
you can't find me.
Can't do it.
I'm a fable.
Mel, so I was about to ask how much of the show you watch, but Kale told us.
Can I just ask one question first?
Yeah.
Hey, Mel.
Sorry, Mark, can I actually ask
a question? Yeah, you could ask a question.
So, Mel, you know, where'd you get them sneaks?
Oh, it's just online.
Oh, shoot. Sorry,
I'm not going to ask why she brought us the show. That's all very clear to me.
Well, my question is what the fuck? Why are you watching this shit, man?
No, I want to know. Yeah, what made you start watching this, and then why did you stop after 2 seasons?
Okay. Well, it was 2011, so.
I'm not judging. I thought
it was on
was
TV.
Mark was judging.
It was pre-streaming.
I was actually shocked at how good it was. So.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm not too attached to it. I watched about 2 seasons and then it started to get a bit weird because it's created by 2 writers of Lost.
I did notice Lost credits. You know what
was fun
noticed?
For me?
Not my boy Lindelof.
No, Lindelof had nothing.
Because what was
with
fun with for me is while watching this, because I've never seen Lost.
Yeah.
While watching this show, I was like, great, now I don't have to watch Lost.
It's very similar.
Because it's exactly
it's
the same
show.
It's the same show.
You've watched 2 seasons of this show.
Yeah. And then it got weird.
Yeah. Like Mulan comes into it, and I didn't stop watching because of Mulan because I'm not racist.
And then Pocahontas came on, she threw up.
And then I was like, yeah.
It's the old comic book shop debacle.
Yeah. I remember.
It's the old comic book shop.
You can't bring that up just when people
who
are
owns
racist.
The comic book shop, right? Not Mulan.
Yeah. I remember that time that I came around to your house and you invited me to watch we were having a movie marathon. I was like, I'm so excited to watch this. And me and Mel sat next to each other. And
you brought a pillow.
I brought a pillow. We put on a movie and we got 10 minutes into it. Mm. It was a movie called Rush Hour.
Yeah.
And Mel was loving it. Yeah. You know, Chris Tucker was on the screen. She was having the best time.
Hilarious. He's a very funny man.
And then all of a sudden the second co-star came in and Mel stood up and went, I'm not watching this shit anymore.
Yeah.
This is not for me.
Yelled repeatedly.
Yeah. No, I've seen it.
It was hectic.
It's almost a rhythmic pattern to it now. I've seen her do it multiple times. Yeah. No, I can't be here. And then she leaves the room.
She was really affected by World War II.
Yeah. It's something about the kicks.
Yeah.
They're too quick.
She just doesn't trust them.
So
not with kicks that quick.
She sees kicks and punch, she goes,
Yeah. Nope.
So you've seen two seasons. It gets weird. Mulan comes in.
Among others, to be fair.
But you were saying that it was something to do with like one character would be like Mulan, but then Mulan would also be Pocahontas, like something like that, yes, right?
Well, it's
like,
that's racist.
They were doubling up on like
they're
the
like
stories.
We get our quota. Yeah.
They give like the reason I liked it is because they give great backstories to characters mm-hmm. that you don't know because they're creating it. But then they start to overlap the characters.
I will say that after watching this episode, because I was like, I'm probably not going to continue watching this. but I was interested enough to be like, I want to know who was playing who.
Yeah.
And so I went through and was reading what character played what.
Oh, that
what
is
actor
interesting.
Played what character. But it was like character plays like Jeffrey / the Big Bad Wolf / fucking Porky Pig / Bugs Bunny's best friend.
How
like,
can you be a pig on? And the Big Bad Wolf?
Feels like a conflict of interest.
He just hates himself.
Yeah. So
that's a cutter.
I can dig.
That's tough.
I can understand where you're coming from, that it seems like it got silly. But we all know the reason why you brought this to us today.
And we'll get there. And you might have to make a public apology to local children and Kale and I, but that's
fine. I'm not doing. Listen, I feel like I need to clear my name here. Just because I'm interested in something, like really interested, like it's like one of my favorite things.
You look it up all the time.
Yeah. I just think it's fascinating.
Yeah.
I think this kind of stuff that this man does is just like the most wild shit I've ever heard.
Right.
And that's why I'm asking people. I'm like going up to people like on the street, people I've just met. Like
I've seen your little booth.
At like work events and like, you know.
No,
like,
but you
like
also set
greets.
Up on King Street in Newtown with a little table.
I wasn't just in light of what we're about to be talking about today. I just think I should tell you. I wasn't going to, Mark. I didn't want to put you out there. He sent me a picture at 4 a.m. And then he immediately deleted it. But I actually did see it. And he had painted his skin gold and he was holding thread in between both his fingertips and he was licking it.
You should have called me immediately.
Well, he deleted it immediately. So I don't know if it was shame or if he was just like teasing me with that he's back.
But remember we decided that there was going to be a last straw and we were going to discuss it when it came up. That was
straw into gold.
But I'm worried.
You can't mention straw and not make me want to get into this whole thing.
I'm worried about the consequences.
Yeah. I think we're all a bit worried about the consequences.
Okay. So you're telling me you've heard of like more people that do this shit, right? So you're going to look at me in the fucking eyes right now and say, this guy isn't the only one out there doing this. Like that's why he's so interesting. Because he's the only one that does this shit.
Well, there's two of you now.
Yeah.
I'm not him.
You can deny it all you want.
You asked me the other day what I wanted more than anything else, and I had to hang up the phone because I was scared, Mark.
I just think he's cool.
I just think that when you guys decide to have kids, change your names, move.
Well, I already know your name, so...
Because it had been so long since he'd brought it up, I did tell him all the possible baby names I could ever choose from.
No.
Do you reckon?
Listen, he has power now.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't.
It's a very special episode today. We are going into the pilot episode of Once Upon a Time. All of you at home, I know you're thinking, I haven't seen this.
Shut the fuck up, guys.
Shut the fuck up.
Tell us what you're talking about.
Tell us who you're talking about. In fact, when you get to that point, do a 20-minute detour. Do a 20-minute tangent where you tell the whole story of this wacky man. Because we all want to know.
I feel like...
We'll tell you when we get to it, you impatient freaks.
Surely some of those people who are...
Calm the fuck down.
Some of those people who are going for the cars know who we're talking about. not those jet ski wanters out there. No.
I keep searching, how does he do it? You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing that gets me the most. I'm like, I know he does it, but how does he do it?
Right, because you can go up to anyone and try and make them take a deal from you, and you have a ridiculous price.
I mean, I've tried.
But he gets them to do it.
It's crazy.
I'm concerned.
Everything about him is just...
You've done this.
It's just good. He does the best stuff.
I need you to know that whatever happens from here on in, you did encourage it.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. I know that's a hard thing to kind of deal with. And
I'll process it later.
So we're doing Once Upon a Time today. I don't think I've mentioned that. it's a fairy tale based show.
Yeah. Yeah, just your classics. Your classic fairy tales.
It's like,
not Brothers Grimm.
It's a genre we haven't done on this podcast before, and possibly because it's the only show in this genre.
What is the deal with
okay, okay, this is the Jerry Seinfeld bit.
No, don't do that to me again. does Disney own those stories, or are they just the ones that have made the most content surrounding?
I think like
those they've stories. Got to be Creative Commons.
I think
they're
Creative Commons,
right?
Maybe.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But I think Disney like own like
likeness to at least styles, or
maybe. They've got to own, because I know the Frozen characters in this. They've got to own Frozen.
Are the Frozen characters in
no,
this?
No, no, no. But there's underlying.
Yeah, apparently that's like people hated the way they did Elsa or some shit.
What, towards the end of the later seasons? When did Frozen come out?
She's talking about Frozen.
Did it come out last week?
I think it came out last week.
Oh. Frozen 4?
No, but like maybe the Frozen characters are based on like fucking older characters.
I don't think so. Are they?
Because there's underlying folklore like from...
For Frozen?
It's like Janet Frost instead of Jack Frost.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I just assumed Frozen was like original IP.
And Hans Christian Andersen, which had like the Little Mermaid.
Yeah. But what had Frozen? Like Frozen and Brave and probably all that. And I believe Brave is in it as well.
Probably Scottish folklore or.
Maybe. Yeah. Countries have their own shit going on.
Exactly.
I just assumed they made Frozen up.
No, you're both
right.
But
like,
that's why
like,
we have Mel in the room, because she's smarter than us.
Because you're just like, definitely Norwegian. Definitely. You're sitting there going, definitely Norwegian.
Well, there
Norwegian,
is an Olaf. Absolutely. I've actually never seen it.
So we open on, let's jump into this show. We open on text on screen.
Text on screen says, enchanted forest characters that we know or think we know are now trapped in a world where there are no happy endings. Our world.
Yeah.
Maine.
And let's can I throw
and so true.
No, but here's the thing.
Because I've never had a happy ending.
But why do we open with this text on screen when that's literally what this episode's about?
I don't know.
It seems like a really odd thing, because they could have just not had the text on screen and then, you know, done the episode.
I think we've made it clear in our reviewing of shows that we like things spelt out for us.
Well, yeah, I guess.
But there wasn't really that many name tags, is all I'm going to say.
There wasn't enough name tags.
Like an actual severe lack of name tags, because throughout the whole episode I had to guess who characters were.
It's like Snow White has a different name at some point, but guess what? I only know Snow White.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't remember her other name.
Her name's Mrs. Snow White when she's a teacher. Yeah.
So we get the text on screen. We know what we're getting set up for, and then we're jumping straight into a forest. And
Prince Charming galloping.
Did anyone else find the actual original cartoon of Snow White? I think it was like 1937 or some shit, to be the scariest shit on earth.
Especially when she was looking around in the woods and there was all of those
I was such a Snow White girly that when I was in kindergarten, I insisted on wearing a Snow White costume like every other day.
See, I didn't like it when my
parents couldn't do anything about it. It was a real worry.
Puff sleeves are back in fashion.
No, but truly, like full Snow White. Like I had a school uniform, but full Snow White costume like most days.
I love that.
So we meet Prince Charming, played by a man that none of us had seen in our lives before, I would say.
No, he was in Manifest.
Later,
he's the main guy in Manifest.
Yeah.
Me and Kale haven't seen Manifest. We don't know what Manifest is.
This man has never been in anything else. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Thank you. So this
safety.
He's riding, back in the safe zone.
He's riding a horse and he's riding towards, it's a lady. And she's in a glass coffin.
It's fancy.
It's a fancy
Jennifer
glass
Goodwin.
Coffin. Jennifer Goodwin. Her name sounds like an Australian saying Jennifer.
Yeah,
right?
Jennifer.
Yeah.
But it sounds more like a New Zealander. Jennifer. Yeah.
Jennifer Goodwin.
Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer. Goodwin. Hey, Jennifer. Jennifer, get off that. Get off that,
yeah,
Jennifer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jennifer, down. Down. Down, Jennifer. Oh, you ruined it again, Jennifer. So we see the beautiful, the wickedly talented Jennifer Goodwin.
Jennifer.
Yes.
Lying in a coffin.
So it's the final bit of Snow White's story, really, where she's in the coffin, Prince Charming comes, surrounded by dwarves.
The little dwarves, taller than Ventroia, but smaller than the Eiffel Tower.
I forgot when we used to do that.
Just if you need to know that.
Yeah, somewhere in the middle there.
Right.
Somewhere in the middle of those two, they're standing around. They're all sad and shit.
I mean,
one of them's name's Dopey, if you'll remember, and he's bald.
Okay. There's also Grumpy.
There's Grumpy.
And Doc. Sleepy.
Slimy.
Slimy.
Sneaky.
Sneaky.
Lazy, no?
Lazy.
No, chewy. No,
so. Did chewy, I think you said chewy. He chews a lot of stuff. Happy. Scallywag. Is Scallywag okay?
Regretful.
Dasher, Prancer, and Vixen.
Scallywag sounds red hot?
It does, actually, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I wouldn't be saying Scallywag. It sounds red hot. I think it's fine, but
stop it.
There's a lot of these dwarves standing around the end scene of Snow White. We have Jennifer Goodwin inside the glass coffin. Prince Charming opens up the glass coffin. You've seen this at home. He gives her a little smooch on the lips.
The dwarves are like, don't come here. She's dead.
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes, oh, don't. Just let me say goodbye. And then he kisses a corpse.
Yeah. Yeah.
And none of them do anything about it. But luckily,
she's alive.
Back to life. She's fine.
And he's like, oh, fuck.
She's ruined it. Shit. And then she says, she's like, you found me.
And he's like, I'll always find you. And that's the thing.
She's like, really? And then he's like, cut to, I do. They're getting married.
Yeah.
Said his vows.
Yeah. Pretty cool opening. Like, budget is not quite there on this show. Like, we all know that while watching this, you have to just kind of like accept that. Well,
the first tragedy is in this scene coming right up.
Yeah.
It's 2011.
It is 2011, but it's also like, I think you just have to be like, this show doesn't have good CGI and that's okay.
Yeah, oh, God, like, that burn?
Yeah, I don't, yeah. I think this is one of those shows where you can just like accept that. And I think for a lot of shows, that's fine.
What, the Bluebird?
The Bluebird.
See, I don't remember.
It doesn't affect my rating.
Yeah, it doesn't affect mine either. And I think you can.
In the dirt, in the ground, Mark's rating doesn't help it dig itself out.
And so we cut straight to the wedding.
Oh, you know Mark's rating this high.
Yeah, it's got a really
the
good
wedding
bit,
gets crashed by the evil queen.
I think it gives it 3 points at best.
3 points. The evil queen, and she comes in walking. I don't know how to describe it.
On a travelator. She's walking on a travelator. Do you know? She's just like, they show you the distance between the door and where they're standing. It's not really that long. But for some reason, they thought it was necessary to have her speed across while just walking at a regular pace.
Because she's a fucking bad bitch. Yeah. And in this scene, I'm assuming like if you were to pause the scene and like look at all the people in the background, I reckon you're getting like lots of little Easter eggs.
Yes.
What do you reckon?
I would, yeah, I want to go back.
I reckon that's what this show's doing. You're getting a lot of little Easter eggs. There's probably characters that you won't see for a while, like hidden in the corner and shit like that. But basically what we're setting up, this is the fucking magic world. Snow White and Prince Charming are getting married.
It's Shrek world. It's where all the fairy tales all coexist at the same time.
It's
so
Shrek,
all
it's
of them
sure
exist
Shrek
in
world.
That world.
Mm. And Wicked Stepmother's there.
So this is where you get the whole like aim of the episode where she's like, I'm going to destroy your happiness. I'll give you today, but that's it. I'm going to destroy everything. Everything you love is going to be torn from you.
Look, she's got it out for these two.
You
got
to say, it was nice for her to give them their day.
Yeah, because she's like, this is your wedding gift. I'm going to give you today, and then I'm going to rip your fucking heart out.
Let's be honest, the bitch was unprepared. Yeah. She walked in and goes, I start work tomorrow. She said that to herself yesterday. Let's be honest.
Yeah. We've all been there.
Yeah. No, but she comes in. She goes, I'm on a quest to get my happy ending, which is for you to have no happy ending.
Yes. The unbearable weight of a task, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been there.
And so she goes to fuck off. And in this scene, I kept saying, like, why doesn't someone just like shoot her in the head? You know what I mean? Like, just fucking kill her. Like, who gives a shit? It's a magic world.
But he throws his sword at her.
Then he throws his sword and she just dusts that shit. She just turns into dust quickly, bails out. This chick's a fucking badass.
But
CGI's
not
very good.
Don't worry, she's not a queen anymore. She's just a dirty old witch or something like that.
Evil
so she
witch.
Was a, she was a queen.
Yeah, she
at some
was
point.
The queen.
Yeah,
she was the queen.
The queen that poisoned
and she had
the apple.
The magic mirror and Snow White's like her stepchild, and she's like,
wait,
you're way too pretty.
There's a bit in this where
you've forgotten Snow White.
Yeah, I don't know Snow White, I guess.
They're doing a live-action remake.
Does the evil queen in Snow White have a name? Because it's not Maleficent.
No, that's Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, just the evil queen.
Yeah, just bitch.
And there's even a bit in this scene where, like, Prince Charming, the fucking moron, is like, I don't think she's going to actually do anything. And Snow White's like, motherfuck, she just tried to poison me with an apple. Like, she just tried to kill me yesterday. Like,
because I'm prettier.
I'm pretty sure this chick's gonna try and kill us all. Like,
that's when they're later in their room. Yeah. Right.
And so it's been set up.
It's been set up. Like, I don't know. I think it's fine.
Babe, it's been like 4 days. Like, just relax.
So all we've seen
she was
so
just
far.
Blowing off.
is the fairy tale world, but yes. Now we're in the modern world and we meet this kid.
Yeah.
Hey, this kid's cool, okay?
He gets cooler,
look,
but
he doesn't have any friends.
What do you mean he gets cooler? Like there's one episode where he like wears a backwards hat and you're like, oh, actually?
Rides a skateboard. No, he's just
my favorite introduction to a character annoying. Ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Because a woman says to him, what's that book you're reading? And he goes, this isn't just a book. Yeah. And she goes, oh.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the conversation.
Yeah. To be fair, though, why is that lady talking to him?
Because yeah, it's a kid alone on a bus and she was concerned. But no. He hit her with an overconfident slap on the face. She's an older lady. She's looking out for the kids. She's got kids, maybe.
She's a nonce.
She's a nonce.
She's an absolute
she's a predator.
Nonce. She's a predator.
She's a predator nonce.
Yeah, we almost saw a kid get kidnapped one minute into a show. So this little kid's on a bus and he's got a, it's a big book.
It's a huge book.
It's a really big book.
It's an obnoxious book to be sitting next to, I tell you that.
Yeah. and it's got the fairy tales in then and he's reading it.
It's like
it.
An old leather-bound book.
Old leather-bound book. And he's like, this isn't just a book. He's going to Boston, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Says it on the front of the bus. Mm-hmm. He gets off the bus and then we hard cut to the sexiest lady anyone's ever seen.
Well, first he has a credit card because he's trying to catch a taxi with a credit card.
Oh, yeah. The taxi driver's just like, oh, yeah, no, I take that.
Yeah,
hop in,
where
kid.
We go?
Yeah.
We cut to the girl from Lost.
Not she Lost. Lost? Not no, Lost.
Sorry, I meant House.
The girl from Lost.
Yeah. I meant House. Mark makes me say Lost a lot with telekinesis.
Yeah, yeah. No, she's from House. She's also from How I Met Your Mother.
Funny, you
I
do
believe.
That with Vanderpump.
Yeah. I do.
Wait, why'd I say that?
Exactly. Stassi, Tom, Katie.
She's one of those actresses that's in like a lot of stuff, but she's never really in anything like that's exceptional.
Nice,
you know what I mean?
Dude,
like,
I certainly forgot about her.
Yeah, yeah.
Even she's though she's maybe really the main character.
I was about to say, isn't she like the main character?
Yeah.
Really isn't take she her down save a peg.
Well, no, like, I got nothing against her. Like, no. Like, get it, girl.
Dr. Cameron.
But, like, she's not going to win an Oscar.
Oh, she, yeah, just drag yeah, her.
She might win a Logie.
I think she's so beautiful.
Like, at
isn't
best.
Logie is specifically Australian.
Yeah. Like, that's, like, literally all she can. She'll have to come here. She'll have to film, like, a short. Four episodes.
Blue
drama.
Collar.
Wait, no,
fucking,
maybe she'll be
in
the remake of Neighbours with Misha Barton.
Hey, you know what?
What if Misha Barton won a Logie?
What if Misha Barton won a Logie?
So
this lady, she's like, you know, blonde haired, which already I'm like.
Right. Tight dress.
Tight dress.
Too tight.
Too tight. Dress is very tight. She's sitting down at a table with a square jawed man with shaved head and it appears this is a first date.
And he's pleased when he sees her. And yes. she makes a comment about, oh, did you think the picture would be fake?
Mm.
Oh, did you think I pulled it from a Victoria's Secret catalog? Yeah, and I thought that was a bit.
You know, the whole brag. It's just like, come on.
I think she could be a Victoria's
I bet you didn't expect a fucking supermodel to sit in front of you.
You probably thought that the picture was fake because it was so hot.
Yeah, yeah.
And she says that it's her birthday and they're chatting each other up a bit.
And she makes a harsh point that she doesn't know who her family is and asks him if he's ready to run away yet, which I thought was fun because then the next thing she says to him does make him want to run away.
Yeah. Why did she mention she's an orphan though?
That's
her pickup.
It's my birthday. I'm an orphan. I don't have friends.
Yeah. It's definitely fast, but it's also she doesn't have friends and doesn't know how to talk to people.
She's never talked to someone.
Yeah. So yeah, when she does talk to people, she dumps on them.
Yeah. Because it was weird because like
it's a common trait.
You find out in this next scene that she's like, I guess a bounty hunter. Like, is that what she is?
Bail bonds person. Is
that's
it?
Not real.
Bail
that's bonds? Not a real thing. She's a bounty hunter. She 100% has bear mace on her in her bag.
She's got it. Yeah. She's friends with Dog.
Yeah.
But she's like, she says that like he embezzled money from his business partner, then left his wife.
Bail on his wife.
Now she was here to get him back. Mm. This guy fucking flips the table.
His wife bailed him out and then he ditched his court date, which means the wife's on the hook and so is...
Emma is her name.
Emma.
Did we say that?
What, her name's the wife's name or her,
no.
She's
no,
Emma Swan?
Emma Swan.
Yeah. Emma Swan. This dude fucking flips the table and smashes her legs in. They start bleeding and shit.
Yeah.
He runs out of the bar, but then she just kind of like.
She's bleeding out at this point. But
she might die.
She's just walking.
She straight up Terminator walks.
Whatever, she's walking because she's booted his car.
This.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, for
it
sure.
It was badass. But I was turned on.
Do you think she got them booted through her connections, through her work, or like was he just parked in a disabled
parking spot? It was just like super good luck for her.
Oh, she's just like, thank God.
Yeah, yeah.
And she has really good eyesight. She saw from across the road. Yeah. Thank God I don't have to run because these heels are killing me.
Listen, she does have a superpower in this thing.
Oh, that's right. She said so, yeah.
So we'll get to her, but like maybe she is a superhero. We'll find out.
But she says it to the boy.
She says it to the boy.
And then she goes to the guy, like he goes, I can pay you. And she says, you don't have any money. And if you do, you should give it to your wife. And he says, what do you know about family?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was and a then hard burn.
And then, no, but then she crosses the line.
Yeah. She gets physically violent with
him. She grabs his head and smashes it against his steering wheel. And then seemingly he's unconscious after that attack.
Yeah.
So
and she just waltzes away. She's
going to jail.
No, she's back at home kicking off her heels.
Oh, with a cupcake for one. Happy birthday to me.
Here's the thing. Do that to themselves.
Just to quickly go back. Here's the thing. Here's just like quick tip. Mark O'Brien tips. I don't have a theme tune for it, but here's my first tip of the episode.
It's a Mark O'Brien tip.
If you don't want people to mention that you're an orphan, don't tell them you're an orphan.
She gave him the ammo, didn't she?
You were at work.
Yeah.
This is your job.
You were supposed to sympathize with me.
Act professional. Yeah. You know? Don't
self-disclose.
And also, if you are an orphan, yuck.
Her job seems well. She didn't hand him any paperwork.
Yeah.
She didn't really do any of those things because it seems like her job is akin to those people who go, "You've been served."
Yeah.
Also, she's assuming she's an orphan.
Yeah.
Her parents are probably alive and well and happy.
Oh yeah. Right. Yeah. She knows her backstory. She knows she was left. Yeah. You're not an orphan.
No, you were abandoned, bitch.
Is the definition that they're dead?
Yeah, I think they're dead.
To be an orphan?
But it's actually, to be an orphan, only one of your parents has to be dead, just for the record.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow.
We'll all get that wrong.
Well, technically.
But no, I don't think that's right. Does that sound right? That sounds wrong.
Google it, you bitch.
I mean, it's passed through the mother, so only the mother has to be dead.
He's
just like the Jewish faith.
I mean, I am going to Google it.
Yeah,
Google Here's the thing. I am going to Google it.
Orphanhood is passed down by the mother. If you look at these statistics from 1920,
Cassie was wrong.
That's not true.
Cassie
fact check
was
Mark.
Wrong. I looked it up on the
internet,
and it says that they need to both be dead.
Dead.
As everyone believes orphans to be parents, children whose parents are both dead.
No, parents and children are both dead.
If you're at home, and you were worried, you were going, I have to rethink my whole life. Don't worry, Cassie was just wrong again.
Don't worry, you're still an orphan.
No, don't worry, you're still an orphan.
You're still an orphan.
And for those of you that thought you just joined an exclusive club, I'm sorry.
Still an orphan.
Not an orphan.
Pick your scraps off the floor.
A child who only has one living parent is also considered an orphan.
What are you reading that off, like your dad's text message?
She's reading it from her notes.
Lord.cornell.edu.
Ah, Lord.cornell. Oh,
yeah. Wrong.
Suck my dick.
Tonight on Orphans Live.
I just went to the Wikipedia and everything on the Wikipedia.
Yeah, Wiki's right.
Suck my dick.
You see, Wiki's what I do, right. Cassie, is I update Wikis of anything Mark's talking about to change it to his opinion.
Just to make it right.
Just to note. To make it easier.
It helps a lot.
To keep us going.
I don't like getting confused.
You know what he gets like when he's wrong?
I know. Don't even say it.
Especially when you call him out on being wrong.
I know.
He hates that.
Triggers the shit out of him.
Personally, I love to learn. Yeah.
So this dumb...
Not Mark.
This smart lady, she's just smashed a man's head clean off and now she's gone home to
It's a one-shot kill.
She's gone home to eat the single cupcake she's bought herself.
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. If you don't have maids...
Yeah.
Don't buy yourself a cupcake for your birthday.
Well, that's, I have to work on my birthday this year, so I'm just not going to acknowledge it's my birthday.
Yeah, it's fine.
And what's the obsession with cake?
Yeah.
You don't need to have a cake on your birthday. You can
have
whatever you want.
If it's going
to
bum you out, just have nothing.
Chuck a candle in a lasagna.
Yeah.
Have a spoon.
Have a spoon.
Well, I'm planning on having a spoonful of heroin for my birthday.
That's what I'm saying. Yep. Yeah. Have a spoon.
So she blows out the candle.
We get an intense close-up of her eyes.
Does she make a wish?
We noticed she makes a wish and she tells you what the wish is later, but there was Kale noticed that the candle was a blue star, which is the symbol of the fairy godmother.
The fairy godmother was wearing a blue dress.
Also, can I just say, her wish.
We watched this shit twice.
Hell yeah.
Her wish was pathetic.
What was it?
She wished to not be alone on her birthday and then there's a knock at the door.
Well, she wouldn't have been alone if she just, didn't bash a guy's head against
the
She could have had that guy has money. He just stole money.
Yeah.
So she could have had like a fun night with him as well.
She could have had at least a fun night. At the end of the
hookers, cocaine. At the end of the night,
be like, freeze.
Yeah.
But she's unique. She's different. She doesn't like fun and money.
You know what? She's not like those other girls.
Yeah. No, not at all. She's a natural blonde.
So a knock comes to the door and she's like, oh, damn it. Now I can't eat my single cupcake.
But a little piece of her is like, is my wish coming true?
Is this that hunky guy whose face I just bashed in?
Oh, I hope he's okay.
So she opens the door, and much to her disappointment, a little boy's there.
Chagrin?
Much to her chagrin.
What's that? Is that how you say that? And what does it mean? Chagrin?
I don't know. I've never heard that before in my life.
I think it's disappointment.
I've always said chagrin, but I don't know if that's actually how you say it.
Dude, it sounds fucking good to me.
Chagrin.
Much to her chagrin.
That should be like a detective's name.
I'd Google it, but I know that you've edited all the Wikipedia. Yeah.
God damn it, chagrin.
There's a little boy.
Not again.
I don't know that.
Not on my day of retirement.
Detective disappointment? That's fantastic. God damn it, chagrin.
I'm in. So there's a little boy at the door, and the little boy is the same boy we see. It's not a new boy, okay?
This scene is... We're only dealing with one rage-inducing.
Okay? The little boy comes in. He's a little cocky prick, and he's like, oh, I've got a book. I don't remember what happens here.
He says, I'm your son. And she's like, I don't have a son. And he's like, you know...
Did you give up a child for adoption?
10 years ago. And then
she's like, I think so. I did on my birthday.
I think
10 years ago, exactly on my birthday, I gave up a kid for adoption.
And then the kid just slips through into her apartment.
You do it on your birthday.
Now, here's what I was shocked by.
Okay.
That's the end of the conversation. She's like, yep.
Fuck, you got me.
Any kid comes up to me and says, hey, did you... look, the chances are slim,
yeah.
But I am going to start going door to door to older people and knocking on it and saying, excuse me, sir.
Did you just get this weird kid?
Your son.
Yeah.
And did you leave a child behind 10 years ago? And if they say no, I go, oh, shit, sorry, wrong house.
Door, yeah.
And I'll just go to the next door. And I'll keep doing this until I hit the money.
Well, you're going to say 10 years as well, even though you're a 32-year-old man?
Yeah.
22, at least.
I'll be wearing clothes of a child.
Yeah. That will fool them. Hold a lollipop and you're in.
I can pass for 10 with the right outfit.
I'm going through a list of blind people. That's the voice I'm going with.
Oh,
not saying you can't be tweaked.
Yeah, yeah. No. Well, I mean, yeah. Put a southern drawl in there. Okay. See, this little boy.
This little boy
lets himself into her house, and she's not too happy to have this small boy in her house. And I think she maybe says that he's not her son.
Yeah, she says, I don't have a kid, which...
No, and to which he immediately thwarts with the, you 10 years ago, and she's like, ah, oh, fuck, got me.
Ah, oh, fuck.
That's what I'm saying, but that's the end of the conversation.
That would be like, did you give up a child for adoption 10 years ago? And you go, yeah, so I don't have a kid.
Oh. And then you throw him out the window.
Cassie talking from experience.
Yeah, it happened to me today, actually.
And you just, then you just rip him in half after that.
You can't deny I am your child.
Yeah, no, he was a little
twerp. So what was this boy's plan?
So he drinks some juice and tells her that he wants her to come to Maine with him.
Mm.
And
which, as the show is defined, is the worst place in the world.
where fairy tales.
Where time stands still and no one has a happy ending.
And no one's interested in this town.
Yeah. Oh, I got so many questions. When we get to the town, which I feel like is a long time from now, but when we get to the town, I have so many questions about what, you know what I mean? Just general what questions.
Yeah. Why?
I can try to field some, but
how?
I do need some help with this one because there's a lot of confusing things about this.
What?
Anyway, she agrees to take him back to Storybrooke.
Yeah. Storybrooke. They get in the car.
They get up in a beat up Beetle, yellow Beetle.
Yeah, so quirky. And then they drive to Storybrooke.
It's the largest automobile she could afford.
We're gonna fast play the trip. But there's a couple of things that happen on the trip. One of them is she says to him, she reveals that she's got a superpower, and that superpower is that she always knows when someone's lying.
Always.
No.
No, it's just a feeling.
No.
I refuse to believe that someone who's spent her entire life without friends or family has developed the ability to read others in social interactions.
It's true, you need like a certain amount of social interaction for that. Yeah, no, I didn't pick up on that, but you're absolutely right.
Unless she spent a lot of hours staring at herself in the mirror, just telling herself falsehoods.
Yeah.
And she's like,
so that's what it looks like.
You are powerful. You are likable. You have friends. Fuck, that last one was a lie.
I don't know, but like also I'm not buying that this absolute smoke show doesn't have friends. You know what I mean? Like
I think she's just closed off or something.
Delve into that, Mark. Let's go deeper.
No, you know what it is, though?
Smoke shows have friends. That's right. Just facts.
It's like all shows in the 90s where the main girl was super unpopular and an absolute
Body. And they had like a ponytail and glasses.
Like Alex Mack, for example.
But they don't even just, do just that
a,
with
just
this
a not another teen movie trope.
This one's just a slamming hottie from day one.
Yeah.
From day dot. She's already in. And by the way,
look at Alex Mack. Yeah, she was cool as shit.
Prove me wrong, all off orphans? Yeah. Tens.
No, true.
You won't find an orphan that's not a 10.
Little Annie?
10.
Again, this woman is not an orphan. She's abandoned.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing
don't
about the woman as well.
Her lies.
She knows she's fit too because she sits down and goes, I'm a Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah.
Like she knows she's fit. As if she's not like got confidence coming out of wazoo. She's got friends. A couple of things happen on the trip. One of them is that she reveals her superpower. The other one, this kid just kind of spills the beans. He's like, oh, by the way, like I live in a fairy tale town.
Yeah,
and, like,
everything.
And like everything that happens in this dumb book I have is true. And yeah, you have to
P.P.S.
come and save
you're
us.
In the book.
You're in like, the books and you're going to fix everything.
Yeah. She's not like, oh, show me the book.
She said, you've got problems, kidney. Yeah. Yep. And you're going to fix them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, why wouldn't you ask to see the fucking book?
Yeah. You'd be like, oh, well, let me see the book so I can just like see the ending. Yeah. No, she doesn't do that. Instead, she takes him to Storybrooke. Have we jumped back to...
Well, it's cutting in between. Yeah, so now we're back in fairy tale world and Snow White is worried about the queen's threat.
Pregnant at this point.
And her husband's just...
Oh, yeah, this is the
chill.
Scene. Right,
yeah.
Where
so then,
like,
chill.
Yeah,
yeah.
Then
who?
She asks to see him.
Oh, this.
Okay.
She really wants to see him.
So what happened here for me,
Mark, just
is
hooked up.
Is she goes, I want to see him. And I watched this with my
he
partner.
He can see the future.
And they turned to me and they said, is this who I think it is? And then it clicked for me. I was like, no way is this going to happen right now.
I had no idea until no.
How were they onto it like that?
I just think they knew it was coming. So.
Well, to be fair, they constantly expect him to be brought up.
Right.
Like, if you're trained to think that he's around the corner at any time.
This isn't the first time they've come home and I've been watching something like this.
Right, yeah.
So we go down to it. We go down to a dirty little prison. And then...
I don't like how you said that.
On their way down to the little dirt dungeon.
The insanity in your eyes.
On their way down to the dirt dungeon, one of them says something that I think we're all going to remember. And he's like, don't tell him your name.
Yeah, he'll have power over you.
And I'm like, oh, is this my motherfucking guy?
Yeah. Is it the boy?
Is this my fucking boy?
My hero?
And then out of nowhere. Like a vision, like a dream. He drops from the ceiling for one thing. Absolute bad boy.
What was he doing up
probably
there?
Probably just having a crawl around.
Yeah.
Spinning some yarn into gold.
Oh,
you know
my
how he
God.
Does.
They definitely
do that.
They definitely don't.
You know that's
do
what
that.
He does.
He
drops
do
from
that.
The ceiling. He drops from the ceiling. And
no,
he
gets the girl to do that.
He
oh,
looks
no,
down,
he does do that.
He looks down the barrel of the camera. The beat starts in the background and it's like...
You know who it is.
Rumple.
Stiff.
Skin. And then it's Rumple.
It's Rumple.
It's
Rumple.
Really, really
guys,
Rumple.
It's Rumple.
He's
it's Rumple.
Amazing.
Droppelstiltskin.
It's the one and the only.
Wait, so Mel, I'm not going to ask Mark this because his answer will be fucking insane. Why is this your favorite character?
I just think that the actor does a really good job and he's...
Rumble.
I like Rumble.
You can tell he's
Mark,
the, you can tell he's the puppet
he's
master.
He's like the main character in a lot of ways. Master. A lot of the stories are linked to him.
Yeah. I'd say all of them are.
Yeah.
They all definitely are linked to him directly.
So powerful and mysterious.
And that's the thing.
Oh,
it's
God,
like, it's
you
like,
sound
it's like
Mark.
It's like there's only like one or two, like all actors, they're always like, there's the roles they want to take, you know?
Yeah.
They want to play Lady Macbeth, okay? They want to play Rumpelstiltskin too because that's like the big role to get. Because the thing about Rumple, and let me just quickly take you through the backstory of Rumple.
Oh, okay.
So there's this king, right? Okay, and this king has 14 brides, okay? And it's the day of his daughter's birthday. And only one of the
Is
brides.
Is he just so wrong?
Yeah, and this only, hold on, and this king, on. he stacks paper to the sky.
You asked
and rolls on 24-inch chrome.
He's stacking the paper all the way to the ceiling.
He rolls on 24-inch chrome.
And so his daughter says, "Dad, for my birthday this year, I only want one mother." And he's like, "Well, I'm married to 14 women at this point.
Why does it have to be so wrong?"
And then she's like,
"You're breaking, Mel."
Then she's like, "Daddy,
she's fragile.
Daddy dearest, this is what I wish." And then so he's like, "What am I going to do?" And so then out of nowhere, you hear the sleigh bells start going. Ching, 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 going through, and Rumple drops from the sky. And that's why in this scene they had him drop from the ceiling because of the sleigh bells. And he drops down and he's like, "Does anyone have some gold for me?" And that's when I think there's like a kid he steals. He like
Mel's like crying.
No, see, because he himself is the gold weaver.
He's the gold weaver. We know he weaves
gold. He's not the gold weaver, right, Mel?
He's like, "You got kids, yeah, you got wives.
He turns the straw into gold."
I thought he got the girl to do that for him.
No, he does it for her.
Yeah.
And then so that she's indebted to him.
Yeah. Okay.
Because she says, okay, so all the stepmoms, they have like a battle royale in the background. One wins.
The zone's getting smaller.
One of the stepmoms wins and she's the new mother.
Yeah.
And then the daughter goes, "I'm so happy that I have a new mother now.
Let's have a kid."
And then the stepmom gets right near her ear and she goes, "Well, you're also pregnant."
Yeah.
Because that's what happens when you get a new stepmother. You become with child.
She puts her hand on her tum and goes,
"This is
you are with child.
You're with
now.
Child now." And this is when Rumple, he looks at her and he goes,
ching, ching, ching.
And he goes, "Can I have that?" And she goes, "Can you have what?" And he goes, "That kid in that belly, I need that shit."
He's like,
right,
"What
now.
Do you want way more than you want that kid? Yeah. Just tell me and I'll make it."
And she's like, "Well, probably gold." And, yeah. and he's like, "Well, yeah, I can get you gold.
Yeah.
I'll spin this needle thread into as much hay gold as you want." So she's got like stacks of hay in the corner. Mm. And he's like, "I can turn all that hay into gold."
He threw in an iPod mini.
He's got one of the old pink ones as well.
Yeah. Oh, nice. I had one of them.
Yeah. And so he spins all the twine into gold, okay? Yeah. And she's like, "Okay, you have to give me the kid now." And she just goes, "Nah, I'm not going to do it."
Wait, I've got a question.
Yeah.
Was this iPhone mini preloaded? iPod mini.
Yeah.
Preloaded with songs.
It had like a couple of U2 albums.
mostly original tracks by Rumple.
Yeah.
That's all Mark listens to.
Now she goes,
his Spotify is bleak. Yeah.
She goes to him. She goes, Rumple goes to him, "Okay, I need to have that kid now." Because she's had the kid within the last 5 minutes. Like, it was a quick pregnancy.
Yeah.
And she's had the kid. He's like, "All right, give me the kid because I gave you all the gold." And she goes, no, you can't have my kid. And then
that's
he's
a bad
then
yeah,
choice.
You can't back out.
Yeah, and then he goes, you literally can't back out of this deal. And she goes, "Okay, well, let's make a new deal." And then he goes, "Okay, what is it?" And then he says, "If you know my name, you can have the kid back." He says that to
what
her.
What does he do with the kids?
It's not for us to know.
It's not for us to know, okay? He does good stuff, but like we don't know what he does once he
educates
the
them.
Because he'd been hanging with
science, math, English.
Mostly stem cell stuff.
Yeah, no, he's really into women and STEM.
He'd been hanging.
And we respect that.
He'd been hanging with this woman all day. So he was like, "Okay, I've been with you all day and you didn't even bother to learn my name."
Yeah.
Is that the theme?
Yeah.
He actually birthed the child.
Be polite.
Yeah. And he's like, "Okay, just tell me my name and I'll give you the kid. That's all I want." And she's like, "I don't know your name." So he takes the kid.
I think it's also don't make deals with strangers.
That night.
And maybe don't sing about your name.
Yeah, that night he has a party and everyone comes. And he keeps-
Well, of course.
He does the Rumple song where he's like, "My name's Rumple Stiltskin, my reins are..." You know? Yeah. And then she's at the party, so she hears the name. And then she's like, "Your name's Rumple Stiltskin," and he gets a kid back. And that's why I like the stuff he does.
And
the parallels
to that old story
and just like
are told in this
have a party.
New
what do you
story?
Mean he doesn't have a party? How did she learn his name?
He is like chanting by a fire because he's so excited that he's gonna get the kid tomorrow, but she sends like a guard to go spy on him.
Yeah.
Well, like define a party then, because me just chanting around a fire sounds like a hell of a time.
Your child but I will win.
How
much to your chagrin?
How much
your Rumpelstiltskin?
Quick question about the rest of the story though. Like the rest was pretty close.
Oh my God.
Well, I just don't know why there was just so many details. Like They're all gathering for someone's birthday? Like, what? I don't understand.
The mothers?
Oh, you forgot about the mothers. You forgot about the stepmom battle royale.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, you become pregnant when you get a stepmom?
Well, no, that one's true.
That one's just, that's just how it happens.
Only if you have a singular stepmom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I went to an old boys Catholic school, and that's exactly what they told me.
Hell yeah.
They're like, when your dad teaches the other wives.
Yes.
Pretty accurate.
Pretty accurate.
Yeah, I'm not throwing up with annoyance. So
this Rumpel, good. He's played by the guy from The Full Monty. You know, he's also John Lennon in Yesterday. And he's a good actor, and he plays a bit of a dirty Rumpel in this scene.
Do you like your Rumpel's dirty?
He's in a cell.
Do you like your Rumpel's dirty?
I like this one dirty.
But his skin looks like it's painted gold-ish. It has like a weird shine to it. Did you not? You didn't pick up on the shine?
Flecks of gold
in there.
What's this guy? Because he's like. Because here's the thing. This Rumpel's like, he likes to know people's names.
Well, it gives, he then has power.
He's just a magic man.
He seems magic. To know everything.
That's why I told Mark my name's Cassie.
But they're like, don't tell him your name. And I'm like, this is the king and the queen. Exactly. Like, he knows
they try to
name.
Hide themselves.
Yeah. They're wearing hoods. And then he's hoods. Like, you can just Mark, take those off.
She's wearing a full princess's outfit. Queen's gown.
With a little hood.
You can see the glimmer and the glam.
Yeah.
Just underneath.
Also, it's like that queen attitude. You can't miss it.
But I didn't like that they said that. It's like, if he knows your names, then he'll have power over you. And the first thing he does, he goes, Snow White and Prince Charming.
Yeah.
And it's just like, well, shit.
So,
he's like, come out of the light, take those cloaks off, because I already know who you are. Yeah. It was a real power move.
Would you like some straw?
Yeah.
His teeth, all messed up.
Yeah, they're so messed up.
In the best kind of way.
It's so cool. It's actually the coolest teeth in this
episode.
I'll
mess up your teeth if you want, Mark.
It's like a human shark mouth.
Yeah, where
they seem to just be constantly growing.
Good stuff.
And overlapping in strange ways.
He's actually kind of cool.
Yeah. Huh.
Now I think about it, he's kind of cool. Yeah. So he tells them, they're like, what's going on?
Yeah, we want to know about the queen's threat.
Why does he know?
He says, I know why you're here. Well, she says before when she's like, I want to see him. It's like, he can see the future.
Yeah, sick, yeah. Hell yeah. Love this guy.
Sick, yeah.
I love this fucking guy.
And he's like, I can help you, but it's going to cost you.
Yeah. And she's like, what? And he's like, you kid. It's always the fucking kid. Why does everyone ask? I've got a reputation at this point. You he's have like, me in a jail.
He's like,
I take kids.
Yeah.
Let me think for a second. How about the name of your firstborn?
Yeah.
Loves those firstborns. Has to be first, not second.
I'm the secondborn.
Straight away, she's like,
well, that's
deal.
Why he didn't take you.
So am I. Yeah.
And that's why you... That's your origin. Hey. Why you're so obsessed with him? Because he didn't choose you because you were a second born.
Oh.
Why didn't he choose you? And that's the complex you're dealing
with. Because I'm rotten to the core. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't choose me either.
You're as rotten as one of the queen's apples.
So he's basically...
Well, they were poisoned. But...
Plus he put me to sleep. Oh. Mean dig.
Rumpel is basically...
Boring. You're boring.
Look, can someone else take over the show, please?
I'm a second born.
Cassie, go ahead. What happens next?
Are you also a second born?
Yeah.
Kale?
Third born.
We've got no firstborns in the room.
Mark, there are none.
Oh, thank God.
There are none.
We're safe.
So little Rumpel is basically like, yeah, I can help you out, guys. Come on. I know I'm in a jail, but I'm here to help you guys. All I need is like one simple, like just tell me your kid's name and that's sick. And then I'll tell you what's going to happen. And they're like, yeah, you know what? Whatever.
Straight away, deal.
Who fucking cares?
Yeah, the Prince Charming's like, no, I don't think. And then Snow White just barges in. It's like, yeah, deal. I don't want to. I don't care.
I don't give a fuck. You look like good people, actually.
Yeah. Also, give any other name.
Yeah, just be like, I'm going to call it Buickle. And he'll be like, I know.
Yes,
he'll be like, Buickle. I know that's not true. And you're like, nah, I'm the queen. I'm probably going to call my son Buickle.
That's Rumpel's appeal. Like, I feel like if she had said a fake name, he'd know.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Something bad would happen.
Thank you for explaining Rumpel's appeal because I still don't quite get it.
You hit the nail on the head there.
That's did she Rumpel's explain
appeal.
It right?
Yeah.
He has a lot of notes of appeal, you know? So it's hard to nail down one at a time.
Yeah, it's difficult.
So the deal-
to sort of get a piece is to get the whole, you know what I'm saying?
I do get what you're saying. I don't like it, but I get it.
No, you don't need to like it.
No.
You shouldn't.
One should not.
There are two people in here that I didn't realize, Mel.
Yeah, she's like really revealing a bit of rumpliness today.
Rumpel's still lady skin.
I like
Do you and Mark like meet up?
The real Rumpel. Yeah. I don't know what Mark is.
I like this kind of stuff too, Mel. I get it. So Rumpel's, the deal's been
Mel
made.
Mel just goes out one night and you follow her and her and Mark are just chanting.
Painting themselves
fire.
Gold, sending pictures at 4 a.m. and then deleting them straight away. Same time next week.
Yeah.
I'm there, mouth agape, drool coming down because I'm hungry. Saw a KFC on the way. Didn't stop over though because I knew I'd lose her.
Well, yeah, no, you had to follow. Did you go back for KFC on the way
Of course
home?
I did.
Yeah, of course.
But they were closed.
No.
Yeah.
Zinger box.
So then I had to make a deal. Oh, they both know. Dropped from the ceiling of my car into the back seat. That's what I was actually driving them. There was no chase.
I'm wearing a crocodile jacket. I don't know what Mark's wearing.
I drove Mel because she's the love of my life and I want to look after her. You know, she says she was meeting someone in a dingy alley late at night. I have to take her.
Well, yeah. she said she was meeting Mark, so you absolutely
I trust Mark and I trust Mel, and then they meet.
I'm actually really trustworthy, and let me have those kids. So a deal is made. They're gonna just fucking sacrifice their firstborn. Who gives a shit?
And so he tells them everything about the curse that they want to know, sort of that
the witch has created the curse.
Everyone's power will be gone, we'll be trapped in a timeless world, no happy endings, and the queen will be victorious. The only person who can do anything is your child.
And he's like, and by the way, what that kid's name? And then she's like, oh, I'll just tell you the kid's name. It's Sarah Swan. What is it?
She says, I'm not going to tell you. And then he starts freaking out.
Yeah, he's like, tell me the name. He said, I'll tell you the name. And he's like, sort of like glitching out.
It's like it's freaking out. Similar to how Mark freaks out when he hears like the fridge going, like a little sound in the background. He's like, I just want silence. I just want background peace.
Stop yawning. She like swings her head around. She goes, Emma.
Yeah.
And it was hot.
Doesn't say the last name though.
No. So the deal has been struck. They know what's coming and now it's their chance to like solve it, I guess. And the way they do that is they have like a weird town meeting. Fucking Geppetto's there.
Yep.
Peter Pan's
there. With his boy.
Well, because
Pinocchio's
earlier,
there.
Yeah, Pinocchio's
Rumpel
there.
Rumpel says, get the child to safety. She will return on her 28th birthday and save the day. So the meeting is about how do we get the child safely away.
Well, the meaning is, I think Prince Charming's like, we fight. And Snow White's like, no, we just save my kid.
No, dipshit. Weird guy in the cell just told us that we have to ditch our kid. You know the guy who always tries and steals kids? Yeah. Well,
he said just leave it unattended in a closet.
His advice was to get as far away from our kid as we can.
Yep.
Okay.
And did anyone else notice that even though Pinocchio is, this is post wooden boy Pinocchio, he's looking kind of ill.
Yeah, he's not right.
He's not right.
He was never right.
The boy's gone wrong.
So the deal has been struck. They need to save the town. They have a town meeting. Prince Charming wants to fight, but eventually Snow White's like, "No, man, we got to ditch our kid." And then someone brings a tree in.
The godmother with the push-up bra,
shows up
fairy.
And has a tree stump, and she goes, "Solved it,
solved it." You know how this thing's never happened before? Don't worry, because I've solved it.
And Geppetto looks it over and goes, "I reckon." And then they're like, "Okay."
Okay.
Let's hedge everything on this.
Yeah. So the plan is what they're going to do is they're going to take the magic tree stump.
Mm.
Geppetto's going to do some whittling to it. Yep. And then they're going to put a baby in it and the baby's going to fucking go.
And Geppetto's like, don't worry, I'll make this into a real solution. Okay. This guy's obsessed
with a real
with
magic wardrobe.
We've seen what he does with kids.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is cool. Let's go back to the real world now.
Yeah, it can protect only one, though. This magic tree stump wardrobe can only protect one.
Meanwhile in Maine,
we're at the mayor's house.
Well, no. Where they pull up and then a nice ginger man with a Dalmatian named?
Pongo.
Pongo from 101 Dalmatians. That's fun.
Oh, okay.
He's got a classic umbrella with him.
Yeah.
And the little boy's like, that's Jiminy. That's Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah, down the barrel of the camera. He's like, by the way, guys, that's Jiminy Cricket.
And he winks. Yeah. And a little bit of stardust comes out.
And you see Jiminy Cricket in the next scene, which we have already described, but that's actually happens after this scene.
Right.
Shut up. Just get over it.
Get over it. Watch the show instead. I don't know.
This little weird kid's basically like, hey, mum, who's not my real mum, we're in this town. Time doesn't exist in this town. And mum's like, man, my son's weird. My son says the weirdest things.
my son's even weirder than me.
She notices that the clock's broken. It's stuck on 8:15. He's like, yeah, time stands still here. Nobody knows who they are. They all need your help. That's Jiminy. He doesn't even know.
Yeah. And she's like, Oh my God. You're a little freak.
Question for Mel. Does anyone in this town know? I feel like the Wicked Witch.
The Wicked Witch knows.
Yeah, she organized the curse.
Yeah, she knows.
And
she
feel
and
like.
And then adopted a child.
Adopted a child, became a mayor, which is just such a hands on job. It's like, is this her happy ending?
Yeah, she doesn't look like she's having fun.
Well, we're jumping.
What about there's another person I felt like knew. Oh, Rumple. Does Rumple know?
Rumple knows.
I feel like he knows everything.
Rumple knows everything. I'm sorry, Mark. I'm sorry for even implying that Rumple he would know something. All.
But okay, so
everyone has different names now, though. So Jiminy's not called Jiminy; he's called like
Patrick,
Doctor, whatever,
Doctor Patrick. Yeah.
So that's the fun part, and I guess it's a bit hard when you can't see it. Like we could see in fairy tale land. We could see the characters, and then we're thrown into Maine or the real world, and we can see the characters that they look the same, but they don't have their
names. Don't have the magic.
They have some characteristics. But this is also where the show lost you, because then they dilute that fun of being I think that's this person, because then that person can also be this other character.
But you have to remember they're all fairy tale characters. So if you see someone who's a doctor, you're wondering who's that? Like which character is that?
Yeah. And if someone like, because someone has to be a plumber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so who's that?
That's one of the blind mice.
It's one of the blind mice, probably. but this is in this scene. She's like, we got to take you back to your parents. Where do your parents live? He's like, oh, you know, in the mayor's building. And he's like, what do you mean your parents are mayor? And he's like, yeah, I guess.
Whatever.
whatever, mom.
You literally gave me up for adoption.
Yeah. And so she takes him back to his parents, and she's like, cool, job done. Door opens. This is your first shock of the thing. And hold on to your seat here so you don't fall on your fucking face, because it is the wicked stepmother from that did the curse is it's his
the
mother.
Have we seen her in anything before?
I think she was in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know the one with the little boy who like,
That flick.
That flick. It's called That Flick.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the boy is so small, you could flick him.
Yeah. I've never seen her in anything. No, no.
Okay.
She was fine.
I think she's gorgeous.
She was fine.
I thought she was beautiful.
I do not rate the blonde.
Mel likes her little scars all over her face.
Not Dr. Cameron? Were you a house girl?
I liked the other one Who's the other one?
Olivia Wilde.
Olivia Wilde. I know. Now.
Yummy. Yummy.
So she opens the door. You get a bit of a shock. Oh, it's a wicked stepmother. And a famous guy behind her. I think he's famous here.
Yeah, you see the sheriff, and he is played by Dorian Gray.
Jamie Dornan.
Jamie Dornan.
Who you're thinking of him as something gray from Fifty Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
He's one of the grays. He's the one that does all the grabbing and the fucking and stuff. Yeah.
He's the one that's like, I'm a fuck you tenderly, but then I'm going to fuck you hard.
Yeah, I think that's the script of that one.
I don't think he ever fucks tenderly. I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Right. I was
quoting a Tenacious D song. My bad.
Now, what did you first watch of this? What did you think he was?
I knew he was the huntsman.
The huntsman? What about you? Did you have a guess of who he was?
I looked at him and then Mel said, that's the huntsman.
Oh, okay. What about you, Cassie?
I didn't even consider that he could be a storybook character.
They're all storybook characters.
So Cassie's not grasping the idea of the town.
She does not.
Which, by the way, is called Storybrooke.
Yeah.
Well, it's not for me to make assumptions.
I thought he was going to be the...
No, we've been down that road.
Yeah, exactly. I don't make assumptions anymore, guys. I learned my lesson after I did the sensitivity training.
I thought he was going to be the big bad wolf.
Can I just say
Yeah.
That's a good guess.
But guys, thank you for sending me to that sensitivity training.
That's all right.
It was really helpful.
It's really progressive.
So.
And there's all these parallels. She invites her in and offers her apple cider.
Yeah.
Which is a classic. Oh, cheeky.
Cheeky,
she gives apples to those that she doesn't like.
Does much happen here? Like,
well, it's just a... She's like,
thanks for letting me hang out with my weird kid. Can I baz? And then the chick's like, yeah, all right, get out of here.
Here's something that's not seen in this episode, so I'm sort of curious if it's the case, but no one else has their powers, right? Does the evil witch still have her powers? Because she doesn't anything magic.
I think she's still got them. Because why would she do a curse, which is also like, by the way, I lose my powers too.
Yeah. I'm going to make it that I need to earn insphere or some fucks.
Yeah, because that's why she became mayor. Gotta get a salary.
Gotta get paid.
So she basically drops off her kid. There's a little bit I think there's a conversation with her kid where her kid's like, just stay for 1 week.
Stay for 1 week, yeah.
Stay for 1 week. And he also looks at the clock at some point and he's all bummed out because he's like, I thought just you being here would make time come back.
Yeah, but the whole thing of this scene is eye roll at the person that adopted him and has raised him his whole life and please be my real mummy.
Yeah.
Where I'm confused though is how does he know about this whole scenario?
We as the audience don't know, but we assume because he has the storybook.
He read
the book. But so did Snow White in her...
Yeah, but he's a kid, so he thinks it's real.
He's born of this world where she's of that world and has been frozen in time or whatever. Because I think, the whole thing is that it's very confusing because I spoke to Mel about it a little bit. Just like, is this 28 years?
Has 28 years passed?
Passed, and it's just been 28 years in this world and they've just been walking around town looking exactly the same, not aging at all.
And not thinking, that's a bit weird.
Did a huge jump because... Because I'm assuming that they're different worlds, right?
So
it's not that the fairy tale land eventually became Earth as we know it.
Do they just not realize that they're not aging? Like,
they remember the day previous?
If you ask them anything,
are they groundhog daying?
They wouldn't.
Well,
the kid really says
that, right? At some
they're
point,
in a fog.
He says, "Yeah, if you ask them anything, they won't remember."
So they're just doing nothing. They just got dumb brain all the time.
Yeah, they just don't recall.
They're just. Yeah, on
they'll
autopilot.
Say shit like, oh, she's been mayor as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
So they have a bit of an argument, like, you know, you're not his real mom.
She drinks the cider.
Yeah. And then Emma goes to drive away and she notices that the kid's left the book on the front seat. And she's
classic
like,
move.
Clever kid. And then
that's how you get them to call you.
There's a wolf.
I always leave a little something at their house.
And this is the first instance of people giving way too much credit to this kid.
Yeah.
Clever kid. Wow.
He just forgot the
smart little dude.
Yeah.
And then there's a wolf in the middle of the road and she crashes her car.
A white wolf.
A white wolf. Big white wolf.
A white wolf.
We cut back to Geppetto making the vessel or the wardrobe.
Poor choice of a name.
And because it can only hold one. So she's like, I don't want to go. I don't want to leave you, Prince Charming. And he's like, it's only 28 years. We'll be fine.
But then the bell starts ringing on the roof. The bell starts ringing and the person who's ringing the bell, it's only fucking Grumpy.
Grumpy the dwarf.
Grumpy the dwarf's ringing the bell. He's like, oh, fuck, the curse is coming. What the fuck are we going to do?
And Prince Charming's kind of just like, we'll just... die together or something. He kind of gives up and then Snow White's like, no, we got to do it.
We got to get you out. And then she's like, oh, fuck, my water's breaking.
Yeah.
And so a lot of shit's happening.
Did you notice the dwarf that was helping her give birth and like comforting her?
Is that Doc?
It's Doc.
Oh, that's really nice.
Essentially, this scene works like this. There's a lot of like fucking shit coming. You see the wicked stepmother, the Black Knights coming in. You see a lot of like fucking mythical fog and shit. She gives birth to the kid, and that's when the realization hits her. She's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, it can only be one.
There can only be one person that goes in this thing. I can't go with the kid anymore. And then they have like, Prince Charming's like, well, I guess we all die then.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, no, we might put the kid in there. And he's like,
nah.
I want to watch that kid die.
That's why you always go through these scenarios before you decide to have children.
To be fair, though.
So there's like a magical cupboard. Only one of us can. It's important to go through these scenarios.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, it was probably a death sentence to the kid.
No, look.
Like the kid was just born. You can't just, drop it in another world.
We did watch a few more episodes.
Did they say it in the episode?
Oh, did they say it in this one? Okay, right.
Yeah, she said she was left on a highway or something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and the little kid was like, yeah, you woke up on a road.
Yeah.
It's in my book.
Pretty fucked up. But yeah, there's a scene where the fucking castle's getting stormed, all the knights are coming in, Prince Charming has to get the kid to the vessel to take it to the other world. He's like fighting the knights with one hand, holding the kid in the other and shit. He gets stabbed a couple of times and then he puts the kid in, closes the thing and then cops a blade to the stomach.
And you see the guards come in and open the cupboard and
the Black Knights.
Baby's not there. And then Prince Charming just kind of slumps over.
He smiles and
he's done his job.
Or does he?
And we cut back to the real world and Emma wakes up in the jail cell.
Mm-hmm. I didn't. I was like, "What the fuck is going on here?"
So her car crash was pretty serious. If it made her unconscious until morning,
because
why is she not in a hospital?
The hospital, yeah. Just dump her in a cell. She'll be right.
Well, the thing
is, Huntsman.
Yeah,
I put unconscious car crash victim in cell.
Well, the thing is,
next to who?
She clearly. He says like, "Oh, the cider is a bit stronger than you thought, huh?" So that meant he breathalyzed her passed out body. He like went up and just like shoved it in her mouth.
Because he says that he's not really into that whole technology thing in this scene. He's more of the old way. So what he did was he leant down super close to her face and just went
to smell.
And just breathed in her breath, took
and
her
then
breath,
felt kind of drunk, and was like, "Yeah, that's bitch strong was drunk." Cider. Mm-hmm.
In the cell next to her, we've got Grumpy again. He's a grumpy guy in town, so he goes to jail a lot.
And Geppetto, but obviously a different name.
What does he do?
I don't think he works at the station.
I think he's the.
I think he fixes things. He's maybe the plumber.
Yeah, he's the aforementioned plumber.
Geppetto, Italian plumber. Okay. Great. Yeah.
Done.
Woohee!
Chahoo!
Yeah. The mayor, Evil Queen, runs in going, "My kid's gone again. Help."
And then sees Emma Swan behind bars.
And she's like, "You stole my kid." And she's like, "Bitch, I'm literally in jail."
Yeah, she's like, "I have a pretty good alibi.
I have a nasty concussion and I don't know who I am."
Yeah.
She's like, "Let me out. I'll help you find him." And she uses
a deal
her.
Struck.
Well, at one point she's like, "Maybe he's with a friend." And she goes, "He doesn't have any friends." And she goes, "All children have friends."
Except what the she fuck was that?
Yeah, and
she's
then,
already
like,
established that she didn't have any friends.
Exactly. And it's like, well, then what happened? Did you murder your friends?
But what a weird thing to say. Because
it's
she's
very
like,
weird.
She's like,
plenty of children don't have friends.
Yeah, yeah. And I met this kid for half an episode and I would not be his friend.
Oh, the kid with the giant book?
No, he sucks.
Everyone wants to be friends with giant fairy tale book boy.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, who's your best friend? Oh, yeah, you know that weird kid who runs around with a really big fairy tale book? Yeah, I like
Keeps
him.
Keeps saying that it's real life.
Yeah, he only has two stories. One's about how his mother left him. Yeah, I want to hang out with him. Fucking weird kid.
But he told me my mum was an evil stepmother the other day. Fuck this kid.
They make a deal. The deal is that
he keeps trying to tell me I'm Pinocchio.
I don't know if it's really a deal. It's so much as like, let me out of jail and I'll find your kid. And she's like, yeah, I guess, sure, fine. And so then she's like, who could have given him this book? And then she's like, oh, it was the teacher at the school. So go ask the teacher where he could be.
Well, she checks his email and his computer.
Oh, yeah, what the fuck? Fuck off, fuck off, fuck off. Where she's like,
findmymum.org
was the
website.
This fucking lady.
Yes!
So this lady.
Sorry, just real quick, cut this out. If you know, did we mention that when she met the witch for the first time as the mayor, that she mentions the storybook thing to her?
And
she's
she
like, what storybook? Like what? She's like,
no, oh, I don't think we did.
Yeah,
no,
she says, oh yeah, your kid thinks that everyone's in a fairy tale from his story. She's like, what are you talking about? She's like pretty strict by this because it's shit.
Her thing unraveling.
Yeah. Yes.
She was like, I never should have written that book.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that. No, but that is very important.
That is an important one.
But here's the thing. When she's in the jail cell, she's like, I'm really good at finding people because I know internet good and stuff.
Yeah.
So she goes
and
to the
Wolfman
kid.
Is literally, well, not Wolfman. Huntsman's like, I knock on doors.
Yeah. And you're like, well, how long is this romance going to go for? I can tell you, not very long because he like fucks off after episode 5 or something. He's only in 9 episodes of this show in total.
Yeah.
She gets to his computer and she's like, I'll check his emails to see. And she says, if he's got friends, he's probably emailing them. I'm like, well, first of all, that's the one clue that I know you don't know kids.
Yeah.
As a kid, did you email people? No, of course not. MSN maybe.
MSN, yeah.
And so she's like, I'll check his email. And she's like, oh, clever boy. He's deleted the emails, but I've got the email hacking encryption
I'm also
key.
clever.
Yeah. He's like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree and winks at the witch.
She goes into his email. She finds fucking findmymummy.com and
credit card
finds
details.
A credit card detail of who bought findmymummy.com for him, and it was his teacher. Yeah.
Mrs. Snow White.
So she goes, and his teacher is Snow White. She's had a hatchet job haircut.
So
bad.
Upsetting.
Boo.
So is this the Bluebird part that you
pulled it off? Yeah, this was
Portman's the only one that can pull that shit up.
No, she looks like
Portman's
shit.
The only person in the whole world that can pull off a pixie cut.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Portman and like Alan Rickman. Yeah, those two together. Snow White in this world is fucking lovely as in the other world. Fucking, she's a school teacher. She's got like fucking birds off her hands and shit. They go and question her, and Snow White's like, "Oh, listen, like you know your kid, how he's weird."
She's so special.
Yeah, he's, you know, your weird special kid. I gave him a book to make him weirder.
And this is also where they give the kid too much credit again.
Yeah.
She opens her wallet and goes, clever kid. No.
Thief.
Stop. Just when you weren't looking, opened your wallet, got it out of your bag. Stole your credit card. Yeah. That's not a clever thing.
Yeah. It's a wild reaction
to that. It's devious.
How did they get fraud. Credit cards?
It's fraud.
I was teaching at the time and I definitely started hiding my bag in a cupboard after
this. These little fucks will find their mummies. I don't want them to find their mummies. they find out that he
stole. I just keep giving them these books and telling them it'll solve their shit.
We find out a couple of things, that she gave him the storybook, so somehow she has it. And then we also find out that he stole her wallet to find his mummy.
Then they go for a walk. So this is very strange, right? Because at this point, she's talking, assumedly, to her mother.
Yes.
You know, but obviously she hasn't aged and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. So, but she's talking to her mum. And they go on a little stroll down the hall, mm-hmm. to which Snow White grills her about abandoning her child.
Oh, yeah.
And then
what
does she say exactly?
Well, she's like, I can understand why he feels that way. He was adopted. Every day he'd just be wondering why his parents gave him away.
Why would you leave me?
Yeah.
The writing in this scene is very odd as well. And the only thing I could kind of like reconcile it was being like, are they trying to make it that she kind of speaks fairy tale-y still? Right. Like the way she talks, she's like,
like she gets caught up in whimsy.
Yeah, like she's like, and of course the kid wants what all little kids have.
Yeah, right.
Hope. And I'm like, yeah. What's going on? Is this like bad writing or is this supposed to be fairy tale-y? Mm. And I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
She just kind of comes off like a bit of a bitch to the lady who's having a pretty shit week. It's her birthday, she doesn't have maids. Some weird kids forced her to like find him.
But they're trying to draw the parallels between their two stories,
yes,
right?
Yes,
so
for sure.
Snow White didn't exactly give up her child, but did send them away to give them, as she says, the best chance she could. And that's, I think Emma says that exact same line.
Yep.
I gave him up to give him the best chance I could. So.
And I guess they're hinting as well that even though she doesn't remember that this happens, there's a part of her that like knows it has, and that's why she has these strong feelings about it. Perhaps that's in there somewhere.
Underneath the fog, that's her story.
And everyone's just sort of low-key accepting that the mayor is probably a terrible mom.
Yeah. No one likes the mayor.
In that scene, the evil queen mayor was awful to the teacher. Like, where's my kid? I don't care about your credit card.
Right.
But she's like,
I thought he was with you, sick. And she's would I be here if he was?
Still doesn't like her because she's prettier than her.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, she is.
Which is why she got the haircut.
Yeah.
Wow. That was part of the curse.
Yeah. She looked amazing.
But she also, the teacher / Snow White also doesn't tell the mum where the kid is. She doesn't tell the
Emma.
Wildly inappropriate. This show is littered with that shit everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, and everyone's just accepting. Again,
she's getting bad vibes.
Again, Jiminy, to jump back to when he meets Jiminy in the street when they first arrived, and he's like, hey, and he's like, that's Jiminy. He goes, oh, because it's nighttime. And she's like, oh, it's late. It's already, and then sees the clock, 8:15. It's probably like 10:30. I think she said Boston is like 3 hours from Maine or something like that. So they had a long drive.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, who's this? And he goes, it's my mom. And he goes, sounds good to me. Like, that's absolutely, that's your mom.
Yeah, everyone's very blasé about the safety of this child.
It's just rolled over time and time again.
But she eventually, Snow White tells the
bio mum, not the
actual mum.
Dude, that's like a new like 80s like throwback kind of film that should be made. Bio mum.
He's like, go check the castle. And then she goes and finds him by the water in like a kids' play equipment castle.
Mm.
They have another conversation. He's like, I want you to stay for a week.
Mm-hmm.
This town sucks. Nothing. I got to get out of here. This place is a shithole.
Don't send me back there to my mum that raised me my whole life.
But then I don't think they really reach a conclusion here where she kind of has to take him back because she's like, well, I'm not your fucking mum. Like,
yeah, but he asked her to stay for a week again.
Yeah. Does she drop the one on him there where she's like, I'm not your mother? Like,
well,
right?
Yeah, like you think your life sucks? I was left on the side of a highway.
Oh, she trauma dumps. She trauma dumps on that baby.
Honestly, it's a bit of a Cordell move.
Yeah, it's sick. It's actually really fucking
It's like
cool.
Take someone's trauma and then just be like, ooh, reverse. Ooh,
guess what?
Uno reverse, my trauma trumps your trauma.
Yeah, it's what we call a therapeutic environment.
And he says, you weren't abandoned. That's just where you came through. Your parents were trying to give you the best chance
to save
you from the curse.
I don't think that information's in the book. No. So the kids just now.
It is. He ripped it out.
Oh.
That specific part.
Yeah, there's a few pages in the back of the book.
Why did he rip it out?
Because he didn't want the evil queen to see it.
Clever boy. Deletes his internet. Deletes his emails.
So
kind of
clever. Because Rumpel knows the name Emma. But the queen does not have this information.
Yeah, that's
now,
true.
She takes him back to his parents.
We're back in fairy tale land, and Snow White finds the prince, and he's lying there covered in blood. So she's like, "I'll kiss him," just like he did for her.
It's a long one too.
But that's because it was true love's kiss. Like he's her true love, but she's not his true love.
For sure. It was real gross because she kissed him, and then he goes. And blood just into her mouth, over her face, and she goes, wipes it off and goes in for another one. Bad mistake. Big mistake. Yeah. This
lots
time,
of blood,
bile.
Lots of blood. Yeah. But this is showing that, oh no, the magic's gone. Yeah. Magic doesn't exist anymore. We are fucked.
The queen comes in.
Big difference between, you know, apple that makes you go sleepy time and knife through chest,
Yeah. The queen comes in, says, don't worry, you won't remember him soon. You won't know him at all. This is my happy ending, and all of the smoke comes in.
Eternal sunshine of the spotless mind shit. She's like, I'm going to fix this for you.
The ceiling rips away and there's a vortex and shit like that. And it's bad CGI, but just accept it, guys. We go back. We're at the mayor's house again.
Yeah, and she said she made a wish, and that's when Henry came. She sort of tells that to the mayor.
Yeah, she doesn't know how to talk to people.
No.
Well, she's never had friends.
Yeah, so she's talking to the queen, who's like pissed off. It's like, oh, thanks for finding my kid, but why did it have to be you? Yeah.
And my son. Like, don't mistake this as an invitation back into his life.
Exactly, and she's like, oh, you know, it's actually so weird. I made a wish that I wasn't alone on my birthday. Yeah. And she's like, shut up. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Do not give a shit. Yes.
How about you come near him again? I ruin you. Yes. I end you.
But she's got such a point because it's like, no. And her point is like, no, you ditched this kid and I've been the one that raised him. You can't just come into this stage and act like you're his mom.
As a single
mother. She says, you asked for a closed adoption and that's what you get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get out of here. Now, something very important here.
Yeah.
She turns back and she goes, I just want to ask one question. Ooh. Do you love this boy? And then she says, of course I do. Now remember, she's got the little magic eyes. She knows when people are lying, so she can tell it's a lie.
Oh,
I could too. She had dead eyes when she said that.
She'd have dead eyes.
So now we're getting to kind of towards the end of the episode. The only things left to happen is
the teacher delivers flowers to a John Doe in the hospital.
Yeah. And when we zoom out, it's only Prince Charming.
He didn't die. He's just in a coma. Don't worry.
And also you're probably thinking, oh, okay, so old fucking bio mom, she's left the picture. Mm. No. She goes to
Little Red Riding Hood's shack.
Granny's bed and breakfast.
Bed and breakfast. And Little Red Riding Hood.
Did you peep Little Red though?
Hubba.
She was so sexy,
dude.
See, we definitely knew they were Granny and Little Red Riding Hood because we saw them in Storyworld. But if we didn't, it would have been...
Well, she puts on a red hood.
Yeah.
But Granny's also like, excuse me if I'm getting in the way of you sleeping with the entire harbor or some shit.
Yeah, it was a sleigh line.
All the shore leave or some shit. She really hits,
This is a very exciting bit as well. Take it away, Mel.
Granny asks for her name so she can sign her in to the and give her a room. And she goes, my name's Emma. And
Emma, from behind comes Mr. Gold.
Mr. Gold, who is Rumpel Dumple.
The crowd went wild. I'd prefer it if you didn't bring your colt here.
second Rumple appearance in the first pilot episode. Yeah. And this Rumple's like even cooler than the last Rumple because he's not even dirty anymore and his teeth are better. And what he does is...
What a cool name too, Mr. Gull. He knows what he's about.
Yeah. And he's going around and he's like, and then he gets money and he's like, don't be late next time, whatever, who cares? And after he leaves, she's like, what's the deal with that guy? And he's like, well, he owns this place. And she's like, this bed and breakfast? He's like, no. This whole town.
It's so weird. Because
it's so
like,
weird that she told her that, right?
No. It's just weird that like, why don't they have a correct, like a proper system set up where they go through a bank? He comes, she drops like a massive fat roll of
lots
just
of money.
Money. Just gives him wad, like a huge wad of cash money.
Yeah.
Should have been gold.
He's cool.
Where's the gold bricks is what I'm saying.
Now, the very last bit of this episode, old weird orphan's up in his room. And
shedding a weird orphan tear.
He's not an orphan.
He's not.
Well, yeah.
By any
basically,
definition.
We did he's got so much Googling.
He literally has too many parents.
Yeah.
Where's the dad?
Yeah,
hot take, Rumple.
I know the dad.
I'm excited. It's probably the woodsman, but whatever.
No. It's Rumple.
I reckon the dad is like...
But put the two pictures together as if Rumple. Mr. Gold doesn't look like
what are we
the
talking
kid.
About? The who's the...
And the nose.
Who's the adoptive father or the bio father?
The bio father.
Bio father. No, nah, bio father. It's not as good as bio. Bio mom.
Who do you reckon?
No, I want Mel to tell me.
I'm not. I'll tell you later.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But this little non-orphan is looking across at the clock and it just does a single tick. Maybe she's staying in town. Shit's getting back to normal.
He grins ear to ear and he goes, fucking knew it.
Now, I thought that was the last scene, but then I remembered there's even a scene after that.
Oh, wow.
No.
The stepmother walks towards a mirror and she starts looking at it. And she doesn't say it, but you can assume that like the next scene, she's like, mirror, mirror on the wall.
In her head, she's like,
yeah, who's the greatest of them all? And then end of episode.
She looks concerned when she does that. She doesn't look in control.
Yeah, something's gone wrong. She can feel it breaking away a little
She's
bit.
She's like, okay, not so far, not quite my happy ending. I'm a mayor. I work full time. I have to deal with an entire town of-
I have a weird kid.
Honestly, I'm dealing with a town of people I was trying to do away with, but I've actually dedicated my life to making their lives better.
It's a weird curse.
I keep the water running. I keep the lights on. Yeah. I do all of this work day in and day out for them, but I'm punishing them.
And they all hate me and also none of them remember it the next day. So like I always have to remind them.
I adopted a kid who doesn't care for me at all. And now this woman showed up that's his real mum. And what?
I am fucking a hot dude. I'll admit that. I picked the hot dude to fuck.
Yeah, I fucked the hot dude. But is this my happy ending?
Yeah, it's pretty shit.
I'm struggling here, mirror. Yeah. A mirror doesn't talk to me anymore. That was a perk.
Yeah.
Anyway, hot dumb bitch.
Maybe she should have just figured it out in a world where she could bend mountains and control the seas.
Instead of being sent to Maine.
Let's be a mayor in Maine.
Yeah, why is she there? She's like, I'm sending you guys to the worst place ever. And by the way, I'm coming.
Yeah.
I'm coming. I have a child I don't actually want.
Yeah, she fucked up.
Yeah, why did she want to adopt a child?
Lonely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why wasn't her curse just they all just like their heads exploded?
Anything
and
else,
then she could have just lived in this fantasy world by it's, that she it's, can control
it's like,
by
it's like
herself.
I get it if she was like watching it from afar, being like, but instead she's like, no, I'm gonna middle management this whole thing. Yeah. I'm gonna be in charge of this.
She's not getting the money. You know what? Getting the money.
It's probably like a monkey paw situation. So she asked for something that would enable her to have that. Be the only one with a happy ending and everyone else is fucked.
Well, all magic comes with a price.
The curse wasn't hers.
Yeah.
It was given to her. So she didn't know what would
Okay. Hey, I'll buy it. That leads us on to ratings for the pilot episode of Once Upon a Time. Cassie, what are you giving this one?
I was actually shocked about how enjoyable I found it. I gave it an 8.
Ooh. Eight. I could rumble.
No, I did. I thought like something different. It's fun.
Yeah. Wow.
There were orphans. Well, there were actually no orphans.
There was absolutely no orphans.
All of the dwarves are orphans.
Well, I don't know about their parents.
I don't know. About
Cassie, you got to admit though, when you knew that Rumple was in this, it piqued your interest a little bit.
Even
for the wrong reasons.
I think it's the first time I've ever watched an episode for this podcast where I've audibly gasped.
Yeah.
So good job, Mel.
Wow.
Kale, what are you giving this one?
I'm gonna give it a 5.5. You know, I think Mel and I will continue to watch this as a guilty pleasure. We've watched a few extra episodes and it's been fun just tearing it apart. Mm. While also, like, you know, there's been some parts that I've been like, oh, that's actually fucking dope writing right there.
He cried in episode 4.
Oh, nice.
Okay, now I have to at least get up to episode 4.
A single glint.
Oh.
A single glint, a glisten in the eye.
Mel, what does this one get from you?
9.
Nine.
No, I support it, Mel. Nine. Mel, I support it. Don't listen to them.
You just love it?
I don't.
Explain yourself.
Yeah, I really liked it at the time.
It's a good pilot. It's intriguing. I wanted to know what would happen, and I'm going to read about it on Wikipedia.
The 0.5 was because the pilot was called Pilot, by the way.
That was good.
This one. I need to know what Mark's going to give it.
Listen, all jokes aside, Rumpelstiltskin's the best guy. He rules at what he does. I'm really interested in his stuff.
He only gets better, man. I'm telling you.
I'm going to give this one a 6.5. I thought it was actually quite entertaining. As previously said, like, it was cheesy and it was kind of shit in parts, but overall it was pretty entertaining. I kind of bought into it. It was stupid enough that I kind of liked it. As I said, like, there was some sick bits in it as well.
Definitely. I just legitimately got pissed off at the hand wave of like, I'm your son. Okay.
Yeah.
And everyone's just like, that's your mom. All right. Like it. Yeah. That just sort of shit me. But I, there's magic at play. So who knows?
I mean, to be fair, this is a worse version of the comic book Fables. If anyone wants to read like a really fucking good version of this, pick up the comic book Fables.
Is Rumpel in that?
Don't know.
Is the town called Storybrook?
I believe the town's called Fableton, but that's all right. That's
all right. Worse, actually. Yeah, Storybrook.
That's worse.
You know, that's a ding, ding, ding. Just went to a ding, 6
ding.
For
so
me.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. Thank you so much, Mel, for jumping back on this podcast. Thank you so much for bringing us a fucking episode with Rumpelstiltskin in it. You've started a trend that I don't know if you'll be able to keep continuing it with.
I think it might be the highest rated episode of the season so far.
It got rated high. We got a 9 and an 8 in there, so very well could be the highest rated. So you are in the running for...
I mean, look, there's, what, like 80-something more episodes to go? 80-something
more episodes, so...
But they're not going to get better.
Yeah.
It's all downhill from here.
I think I might bring Vanderpump soon.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of hours of trash.
But thank you for coming on again. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Had lots of fun. Thank you.
Love you.
And we're going to end this episode in the same way we end every episode, and that's by saying,
give us your firstborn, you pussy-ass bitches.